Chairman, I can tell you the headline you'll get tomorrow in the paper: CEO gives back bonus after shareholder revolt. Now, I'd just like to ask Mark to show that he's genuine in his remorse in admitting that the Bramble situation should have been included, and I'd ask that he vote his 10% stake against the remuneration report as well, because as it is presented at the moment, clearly this board and Mark are saying that the CEO got $750,000 more than he should have. It was over the odds, and he's now backing away from that. So I would ask that he does that, or that he at the very least doesn't vote in favour of a remuneration report which he's just disowned, basically. So I'd be interested in hearing from Mark on what he has currently lodged in terms of proxies, if he has, and whether he will take this advice on board and as a signal to the meeting about how genuine he is, now publicly commit to vote against or at the very least abstain on this resolution.
Yeah, thank you for that. In relation to whether any shareholder should disclose the way they intend to vote, I don't think that's a worthwhile practice to get into. In relation to the specifics of your point and whether it's a headline or not, that's up for the media to judge. The bottom line from our perspective is, at the time we put in place his contractual arrangements for the 2008 financial year, we didn't and couldn't have foreseen such an unusual circumstance. We had been considering this issue for some time. Mark proposed a way in which we could deal with it. The board accepted that, end of story. And I think that's the end of the matter from as far as we're concerned.
I think, Chairman, the thing we're missing here is the fact that your shareholders have revolted. It's not the board that has suddenly woken up and said this. I think in the interest of us all understanding what's happened here, we need to see the proxies. So can you, on this resolution, show us the proxies, and also on the next resolution where Mark can't vote because he's got an interest in it, and there's a lot of talk that that resolution will actually be defeated today. So I think for the purposes of a full and proper debate, we probably need, you've got the information, we haven't. I think you need to share certainly the proxies.
Absolutely.
On this resolution.
I was just fielding questions, and exactly what I was going to do was put up the proxy position in relation to this motion.
Can we ask a couple of questions?
So very happy to put that up on the screen. So if we can have that put up on the screen.
And this is where Mark's position becomes relevant. I'm presuming his $80 million has saved the day. Is that right, Mark? You've actually voted in favour of the remuneration report?
That's actually not the case. If you took out Mark's shares, the remuneration report would still be on those numbers. And remember that those don't include all the votes that will be cast today. But based on those numbers, even if you took out Mark's votes, the motion would still be carried.
But Mark can do the right thing now, and he can actually change his vote in the poll, vote against, to show that he's genuine with his position, and then the remuneration report will be formally defeated. So Mark can do that in the poll.
Firstly, it won't be defeated, and secondly, I'm not going to ask any shareholder to declare the position on their vote. Next question, please.